Let's turn to our next conversation. Michelle Potter, Executive Director and Co-Founder of Say Yes, is joining us today. It's a mentorship program that's designed to deliver some form of support to 14 to 25-year-olds, particularly living in for children that are transitioning from children's homes and the like. Michelle, thank you so much for joining us here on Breakfast with Rufilo. How are you this morning?
I'm very well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
For sure. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the group care programs that Say Yes is currently running?
Yes, of course. So we run a formal, structured, one-to-one remote mentoring program for young people who are transitioning, as you mentioned. We partner with child and youth care centres, high schools, community-based organisations and businesses that are running often through their CSI programs that run programs for young people. We add the mentoring element, which is evidence-based and structured and supported and monitored. We have transition specialists who manage what we call the matches, the mentor-mentee matches. So they're very much supported. So once the mentors have been screened and trained and have been matched with a mentee who is also trained, then our transition specialists support them throughout their 9 months commitment, and they meet once a week through video calls for 9 months for 1 hour. And the mentor's role is to provide guidance, advocacy, and support, and as they help the young person transition to their next stage, which might be going to college, might be looking for a job, might be moving out of a children's home and returning to a community, whatever the young person identifies of any of our 10 domains that they need to be focusing on at that time.
When I look at the range of sort of concerns that many of these children are dealing with, it is moving out of homes and the like. Sometimes it's children dealing with abuse. How easy is it for the mentors to be appropriately trained, or how are they trained in order to be able to manage some of these topics?
Well, there's obviously a lot that they can't do. It takes a village. And so what we do is we refer out to experts when needed. So our operations director has got a PhD in research psychology. So he is constantly on top of the research and of what works. And so he provides 18 hours of training for the mentors. And the training that he provides teaches the mentors to help change the perspective of the young person when they're dealing with a challenge through perspective sharing. He teaches them to do active listening. They don't give advice. Their advice might be wrong, and in any case, adolescents very rarely want to hear advice. But as I said, their role is to provide guidance, advocacy, and support, and they do that through active listening and perspective sharing. And then when needed, they refer back to him and our transition specialists, and very often we have to refer out to local experts, to our partners when needed.
How do I get involved if not now that I know that there is this incredible support in terms of making me a better mentor? How can I get involved to join the Say Yes team?
You can email us at volunteer@sayyes.org, and you'll be sent all the information through. It's quite a lengthy process because we need to know that mentors, this is the right thing for the mentors. So we give them the option to opt out throughout the recruitment phase. So email us, and for those that are working in businesses that like to get involved in community programs through their CSI or staff development initiatives, then they can perhaps get their companies to contact us too.
Sounds fantastic. Michelle Potter, thank you so much for what you do. Executive Director and Co-Founder of Say Yes.